بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين.
ألف لام را. These are the verses of a book that clearly expounds the truth.
إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون.
We have revealed it as a recitation in Arabic, that you, the people of Arabia, may fully understand. We have revealed it as a recitation in Arabic. The word Quran is a derivative of the Arabic word qara'a, meaning to read. When a verb is used as a noun, it signifies something that embodies that meaning par excellence. For example, if we were to call someone bravery rather than brave, it would mean that we wish to stress that he and bravery are identical. Hence the appellation Quran, with reference to a book, suggests that it is something that is meant to be read or recited over and over again by all elite and commoners alike, that you, the people of Arabia, may fully understand. This does not mean that the Quran is specifically addressed to Arabs. The real purpose of the statement is to emphasize to those among whom the Prophet, peace be upon him, preached, that the Quran was revealed in Arabic, their own language. That being the case, the Arabs could not therefore shield themselves behind the excuse that they could not fully appreciate its message. The Quran is also characterized by its inimitable features, which testify to its divine provenance. These features could also not escape the attention of those who were native speakers of Arabic. Some people are inclined to deny the universal character of the Quranic message. In order to prove their point, they are wont to pick up upon statements such as the present one. They contend, on that basis, that the Quran is exclusively addressed to Arabs and is meant for none other. This is a very superficial statement, however, which shows very little understanding. For any universal message will have to be expressed in some language of the world. Also, he who has to propagate that message no doubt prefers to start with his own people, such that it can firstly be fully understood, and secondly spread onwards, a purpose that can be best achieved by presenting it in that people's language. This is the only natural way for any message or movement to spread and be universalized.
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him. By revealing the Quran to you, we narrate to you in the best manner the stories of the past, although before this narration you were utterly unaware of them. As indicated in the introductory remarks, in their bid to expose the falsity of the Prophet, peace be upon him, some of the Meccan unbelievers tried to put him to a test. Presumably, at the instigation of a few Jews, they aimed to surprise the Prophet, peace be upon him, by abruptly asking him why the Israelites had migrated to Egypt. It is because of this background that the Quranic narration of this chapter of Israeli history was prefaced by the statement, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, by revealing the Quran to you, we narrate to you in the best manner the stories of the past, although before this narration you were utterly unaware of them. Verse 3. Although this sentence is apparently addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, it is in fact meant for his opponents who were not convinced that he had acquired his knowledge through revelation.
إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ.
Call to mind when Joseph, peace be upon him, said to his father, My father, I saw in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating themselves before me.
قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
His father said, My son, do not relate your dream to your brothers, lest they hatch a plot to harm you. Indeed, Satan is man's open enemy. Do not relate your dream to your brothers, lest they hatch a plot to harm you. This is a reference to Joseph's, peace be upon him, 10 brothers who were born of his stepmothers. Jacob, peace be upon him, was well aware that the stepbrothers were jealous of Joseph, peace be upon him. He was also aware that the brothers, lacking the scruples of righteous people, would not hesitate to use any means, howsoever vile, to achieve their selfish aims. Jacob, peace be upon him, therefore, thought it necessary to warn Joseph, peace be upon him, about them. As for Joseph's dream, its meaning was clear. Jacob, peace be upon him, was the sun. His wife, the stepmother of Joseph, peace be upon him, was the moon. And his 11 sons were the 11 stars.
وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتَمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ
As you have seen in the dream, so will your Lord choose you for His task and will impart to you the comprehension of the deeper meaning of things and will bestow the full measure of His favor upon you and upon the house of Jacob, even as He earlier bestowed it in full measure upon your forefathers, Abraham and Isaac. Peace be upon them. Surely, your Lord is all-knowing, wise. As you have seen in the dream, so will your Lord choose you. The word choosing here signifies the choice of someone for the bestowal of prophethood, and will impart to you the comprehension of the deeper meaning of things. The Quranic expression, Tawil al-Ahadith, does not simply signify explanation of the true meanings of dreams, as people are wont to believe. What it really signifies is that God would bless Joseph, peace be upon him, with the capacity to grasp complicated matters, to understand the nature of things. Surely, your Lord is all-knowing, wise. Biblical and Talmudic accounts vary from the Quranic statement made here. According to the Bible, when Joseph, peace be upon him, related his dream to Jacob, he rebuked him, saying, What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall I, your mother, and your brothers indeed come to bow ourselves to the ground before you? Genesis 37:10. However, if one reflects a little, one can easily appreciate that the Quranic account is in greater harmony with Jacob's character, peace be upon him, as a prophet, than the biblical one. Joseph, peace be upon him, had simply recounted his dream. He had not expressed any wish or desire of his own. If the dream was true and Jacob, peace be upon him, interpreted on the assumption that the dream was true, it could be taken to indicate that God had decreed that Joseph would rise to great heights. In that event, how can any good-natured person, let alone a prophet, feel offended at such a dream and rebuke one who had had such a dream? Is it conceivable that any good-natured father, instead of feeling happy at the thought of his son's rise to eminence, would be incensed at it?